Yeah, mate, I've actually come up for the leadership symposium, and it's been great. I've had the opportunity to speak not only to some senior leaders within the community, but also the last one was just with some of the school kids from Karratha Senior, so that was good. I got some great feedback, and it's always good to be able to interact with some regional communities.
You've come just to Karratha. I thought this may have been part of a tour, but no, we're very lucky.
No, that's right. Look, I actually locked this in a while ago. It came up, and I was actually living in Perth at the stage, so I've ended up moving to Brisbane, which made it a bit of an interesting travel. But no, look, in the end, I agreed to do this straight off the bat about 6 months ago, so it's really been on the calendar, on the radar for a long time.
Let's look at what you discussed with the students in particular. What message did you want them to take home today?
Look, I just like to speak in terms of community and family, and by that I mean I talk to kids particularly about their personal ethos, and that to me is about how they represent themselves within those communities. And I think it's very important because that sets them up to make the decisions or the right decisions that they're going to need to make in the next couple of years when they finish school and when they're looking for employment or what they want to do with the rest of their lives. And I'm just trying to empower them a little bit by sort of highlighting the fact that, you know, any avenue's open to them. It doesn't matter whether you're a butcher or a baker or a lawyer or a doctor. Your service to your community starts by how you actually live your life. So it's irrelevant what you do. You can always give back and you can always maintain that connection with family.
What were you like as a teenager? Go back to high school.
Yeah, look, it's funny because I look at some of the guys in the class just then and I was thinking to myself, you know, it's exactly how I was. I was pretty normal, standard kid, loved my sport, and didn't apply myself as much as I should have probably to my studies, but I had this fascination with the military from a very young age. So for me it was always a case of, you know, finishing school, getting that Year 12 certificate and then moving into the army, and that's what happened.
What do you see as the challenges for these kids moving forward, and what do you hope that perhaps some of what you've given them today, how can that help them?
I think the biggest hurdle these guys have is being in a regional centre. I mean, technology nowadays is sensational, so obviously it doesn't impact on them from a point of view of their learning. What I believe is maybe a disadvantage is just simply the fact that they don't have access to as many of the facilities and or individuals that others might in the city. But that's why I spoke to them about their personal ethos and what I think is important by way of how they live their lives. And I actually got them to tell me what they felt was important. And funnily enough, it always meshes up because it's the same no matter where you go. You know, people talk about integrity and family and moral courage. These are things that if you commit yourself to maintaining those attributes, then you will always succeed in life. And I think I was just trying to reinforce that for them.
I think you did. They were certainly fascinated by what you had to say. And you, as a person, you're essentially a celebrity these days. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I think notorious is the word, mate. I don't know, celebrity. But oh, look, the bottom line is, mate, I'm a corporal in the army. You know, I'm not special. I'm a normal Aussie bloke. My award was presented to me on the back of a lot of great work done by a lot of great blokes. It certainly was an individual effort. So, you know, sometimes the media, it wears on me a little bit just simply because it affects perception and what is actual reality sometimes doesn't come into it. And the reality is that I still care greatly about my family and my mates. I've been back to Afghanistan since my award. I do my job to the best of my ability, and as I preach, I try to live my life in a good way. And I think that as long as that comes over in the end, you know, I'd be happy with that.
Is it a challenge to not let that award, as such an incredible award, the Victoria Cross, to not let it define you?
Absolutely. I mean, I've made a conscious effort that sort of one day in my life will not define me. I will not be remembered as, I don't want to be remembered as, you know, Ben Robert Smith, the guy that got the Victoria Cross. I want them to see me in whatever occupation I choose in the future and say, gee, you know, Ben Robert Smith was great at that. Oh, and by the way, he got a Victoria Cross back in the 2000s. You know, that's my ambition.
And what is day-to-day life like for you now? Obviously, you mentioned you've been back to Afghanistan. In what way are you engaged with the army these days?
Look, I'm still a serving member of the Defence Force. I'm currently on my long service leave. And I think at this point, I still haven't made a decision as to whether I'll transition to the reserves or not. But the end result is I'm still a fully fledged serving member, and I still have to answer to work. But obviously, being on long service leave, it's all been about family and just taking that time to get to know the kids again and really just establish ourselves in Queensland.
And how are they? Loving having Dad around the place?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's great. You know, we've really been able to bond, particularly the last 6 months, to the point where, you know, they're three now, so they know a lot more, and they're a great age, jumping all over me. And just that quality time that perhaps I might not have got before really means a lot to me.
Fantastic. So you think you'll stay with the military moving forward, or all options are open?
Yeah, to be honest, I really haven't made a decision yet. I'll probably, you know, there's three or four avenues I could take. I definitely will stay connected to the Army. At a full-time or reserve capacity at this stage, I'm still not 100%.
How do you enjoy getting out and about like this into the regions and meeting different people? Is it something you enjoy?
Yeah, absolutely. I love coming, particularly to schools, and I get around a lot. Probably at the moment, 50% of my time is dedicated to charity and sort of representing defence. But you can't get past it when you rock up to a school and kids actually, you know, they just go mental about it, and you think to yourself, it's amazing that they actually acknowledge, you know, you're not a sports star, I'm not a TV star, I'm just a bloke in the Army, and they get it. And with that comes a great deal of responsibility on my behalf, in that the messages that I impart to them, you know, they're listening, you know, and they're going to take that away. And so I really endeavour to pass on information and points that I think are relevant.
Well, it's wonderful to have you up here. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Hey, no worries. Thanks very much.